the old crotchety wolf, the lovable, huggable hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today from out here at Chicken Express in Weatherford. A great, fabulous time out here.
Frozen
today.
Custard, isn't it?
Yes.
Man, that's some good stuff.
Big Dick Hunter is standing by right now.
What's up, Hardline?
Richard.
How you doing?
A little jealous of you guys tonight. I'd like to go back to the Dallas Observer Music Awards. It's been a long time.
Just take a night off. Come up there.
Why didn't you broadcast there?
You got vacation time.
Yeah, well, I can't take a night off, and I would broadcast from there, but I don't get the invite. You know, there was a day, like back in the early 90s, when Robert Wolanski would go to baseball games and stuff with me, but that was when I had something going on. He won't return a phone call from me now. He is intellectual property of the Hardline, and he's happy to be so.
The Hardline.
Oh, I think he'll return a phone call from you.
Those are days gone by.
No, I don't think he will.
He won't?
No.
Hey, you know what, though, Rhines? You were talking about that Back in Black singer.
Yeah.
It turns out that I know a guy that he works with.
Yeah.
And apparently to this day, any mention of the Ticket, let alone you, just infuriates him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You know what, Richard? We need to get him on. You need to set up some sort of...
intervention.
Yeah, peace offering that...
Okay.
Seriously, try to get him on so Reiner and he can come face to face.
That would be tense, and you love tension.
That's right. That would be tense. I'm also a minister, and sometimes ministers are called to mediate situations like that.
You're right.
That'd be a good idea. I could play like the Jesse Jackson of the Ticket.
Right.
Okay. We'll see if we can do that.
He's a minister, but he's not a man of God.
Right. That's the irony. So speaking of irony, we're going to be at... we'll be at Sport City Cafe, our Dallas Desperados between Everson and Wesley Walls show with Coach Will McClay has moved to Sport City Cafe, which is a couple of doors down from the Hooters we have been at Town East Boulevard and 635 in Mesquite.
Didn't we do a draft show there one time?
We've done a couple things from out there.
It's a good place.
Yeah?
It's a real good place.
Anything I should know? Any tips you guys can give me? Anything I should be looking out for going into that?
Plant your corn early.
Got it.
Yeah. It's too wet to plow and too windy to haul rocks.
I hate corn.
All right.
All right, there is Big Dick Hunter. You've still got a couple more minutes. Anything else you want to promote?
Oh, okay. Well, what's up? That's cool. Okay, so what else do I want
to
promote?
We need to get out of here.
I'll tell you, we have to be on stage in
10 minutes.
I know, but we can't leave until 7.
You know what? There is something real quick I want to promote. This will interest you guys. Thursday night at 8:10. No.
Sika.
No, I believe I already had her on a couple of weeks ago, and for some reason I had to book her with another old porn star because we never book them just one at a time anymore.
Oh.
But Thursday night at 8:10, we're going to be playing our own version of What's the Deal with the Beach Boys with Mike Love. He's going to be on with us.
Oh, good.
All right. Wow.
Because they're in town, aren't they?
Yeah, they'll be in town later on in the week.
Now, they're playing what, AAC, Reunion, Cotton Bowl probably?
It's Lone Star Park, Corby.
Oh, okay.
And they're going to have a hell of a crowd there, okay?
Yep.
A hell of a crowd.
But
if you want to see the Frau in action, go to that.
I'm really looking forward to this interview, though, because I'm a particular devotee of the weird era of the Beach Boys. I have a lot of stuff I want to ask him about the smiley smile, wild honey era.
Well, there is a greater than zero chance that this might be one of the more bizarre interviews you ever do.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a nutcase, isn't he?
Wow.
He's out there.
See, I would expect that from Brian Wilson, but maybe from Mike Love as well, huh?
And Brian Wilson will be there with the band, won't he?
No.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, dear.
Although I do remember seeing him play at Old Arlington Stadium one time when Brian Wilson just sort of came out on stage and wandered around and picked stuff up and looked at it.
Maybe I'll do that at the next show.
I was there. That was an afternoon game, and it was about 105 that day.
All right, two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair and Hooters. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds, or until we determine that your stories become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words.
I think that...
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are. And expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that if those in the military can witness a dishonorable discharge, can a $5 gynecologist witness a vaginal discharge?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that my life would be so much better if Mickey Spagnola, Big Dick Hunter, and John Owens of Bluffdale, Texas would die in a fiery auto crash.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that Phil Mickelson rocks and Tiger Woods won.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think I'm going to smoke a big old...
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that cowbell and pot.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that screw the observer and you.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. What up, Otis?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I just think that, yeah.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I think that good luck, Danny. Cowbell, pot.
You're on the two-minute drill, and you got the last word. Go.
I think that cowbell pop.
How does he do? He has figured out a way.
No, he's got two phones working. The guy's got two phones working somehow.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done.
And it's great. What a gag.
Thanks to Doug over here twisting and tweaking. Thanks to Pete and T-Bar on the promotions front. Thanks to the folks out here at Chicken Express.
Yes, thank you, Chicken Express.
What a great place.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, frozen custard.
Check it out.
Thanks to everyone who dropped by today back at the mothership. Thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Barb Smith, Psycho Dave, and Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now, stay tuned. Coming up next, the top 10 followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline, live from Hooters in the West End. Till then, you guys stay hard. Keep jamming, and we'll see you.
Jimmy. Jimmy, Frito, Jer.
Michael?
I got nothing.
Jer.
This is The Ticket.